Oh, treachery. Oh, twisted lies and false promises and half-truths. Do you see what he was doing? After recruiting me to rat on Drover, after using all kinds of trickery and underhanded methods, he... This was an outrage. Are you shocked? I was shocked. The magnitude of this swindle left me breathless. Slim and Loper had planned it this way all along, only they had used secret code words, Birdbrain and Dingbat, remember? To fool me into thinking that Drover would be the victim. Well, if he thought I was just gonna sit there while he kidnapped me and hauled me off to town, he didn't understand the resourceful mind of a dog. I turned to the window and prepared to launch myself. Huh? Okay, remember when Slim stopped the pickup and rolled up the window? Oh, foolish me, I had supposed that he did it out of concern for my safety. What a cruel joke. It was clear now that he had rolled it up as part of a well-planned, wicked plot to steal me away from my ranch and home. And you know what? He had pulled it off. I'd been completely taken in. He'd used my trusting nature against me, and there wasn't a thing I could do about it but sit back and enjoy the ride. Only I was determined not to enjoy the ride. I turned a pair of laser beam eyes on Slim, and with glares and facial expressions, I said, "You tricked me." And I can hardly express the depths of my sense of outrage. He didn't even look at me. You know what he was doing? He was humming a tune and steering the pickup in a wild pattern from one side of the road to the other. Was he trying to get us killed or something? He must have felt my eyes on him because he turned and gave me a grin. "I'm smashing grasshoppers, pooch. They're thick as fleas this year, and a guy might as well do some pest control while he's driving." Oh, that was brilliant. Smashing grasshoppers with his pickup tires. You see what I have to put up with on this ranch? We have grown men on the payroll who have nothing better to do than drive like maniacs so they can bump off a few grasshoppers on a county road. Oh, brother. Slim and I had nothing more to say to each other, and a frigid silence moved into the space between us. The trip to town was not a pleasant experience. He pulled up to a big brick building on Main Street in Twitchell and shut off the motor. "Well, this is the courthouse. Hanky, you might as well brighten up and try to enjoy this. Who knows, it might turn out to be fun." Okay, I would try to brighten up. Not because I was a slave to fun, but because, well, brooding about it wouldn't do one bit of good. It was perfectly clear that Slim didn't care about my wounded feelings, so I might as well try to make the best of it. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad, this school for dumb dogs. He unbuckled his belt and slipped it off his jeans, made a loop out of it, and dropped the loop around my neck. "Just to be safe, we're gonna use a little restraining device. I'd hate for you to get lost in the big city." Very funny. We walked past a row of tall Chinese elm trees in front of the courthouse. Straining at my leash, I tugged Slim towards the very first tree and gave it a good sniffing.